From the creators of the hit kids podcast Who Smarted and Netflix's Brainchild comes the adventurous world of mysteries about true histories, affectionately known as math.
Every episode follows Max and Molly. I gotta say, love the name Max. That's my puppy dog's name. Who have just recruited into a secret order of problem solvers on an adventure through time packed with puzzles, hidden equations, history, and laughs. It actually makes learning pretty cool.
Yeah. Now, I listened to this with my son, and it was so fun to listen to. I loved how modern it was with a cool aunt that they really dug, and like they dealt with bullies. My son also enjoyed all the math involved. Like, he thought it was really cool.
Well, and I have to say, I love anything that brings learning and fun together for kids. I really, really wish that something like this was around for my teens when they were younger. We would have absolutely devoured this on our car trips. It would have been amazing. It's perfect for kids ages 6 and up, and new episodes drop every Thursday.
So tune in to Mysteries About True Histories with your kids. You can follow and listen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your pods. Welcome to the No Guilt Mom Podcast. I'm your host, Joanne Crone, and I am so excited to bring you another No Guilt Mom win with one of our fabulous Balance members. I am going to introduce you to Jan, who, if you feel like you're a pretty shy person right now, you may avoid some social situations, you are going to want to stick around for this story, because Jan has how she went from being shy to really putting herself out there more. And I'm excited to dig in. So welcome, Jan, to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
I am so happy that you are here as well. Let's dig into it. Tell me a little bit about what shy looked like for you.
It was really just hanging back when there was crowds or other people, social events, and not mingling. I'd say hi to people and smile at them, but I wouldn't get in conversations and initiate conversations either.
Do you remember specifically what was going through your head in those social situations, like what you were thinking at the time?
A little nervous and embarrassed just to go up and approach people and talk to them and make little chit-chat conversations.
I totally get where you're coming from. I used to be the same way. I was afraid. My biggest fears were that I would look dumb and unknowledgeable about something, or I would put my foot in my mouth about something, or like forget that this person is actually someone important and I don't know anything about them.
I did the same. Yes.
It's really stressful getting into those situations, for sure. What do you feel was the turning point that changed things for you?
When I joined Balance VIP and No Guilt Mom, I was able to hide behind the screens, you know, and just text to people first and chat online. I felt so welcomed in that community. I just felt more positive about myself. So I was more able to let my guard down and be relaxed and talk to people about what really mattered.
I love how you mentioned the texting, because I feel like that was my way into being a little bit more social, where you're kind of protected behind the screen. People can't hurt you or people can't judge you as much. How do you think people made you feel welcome?
Just ask me how my day was going. Just little reminders, like on the healthy living section, I would get specific questions from Rachel saying, what exactly snack are you going to eat? Or what are you planning to make? What small step can you make? And to break it down. And just wonderful friendliness, you know, just caring about me.
So what I'm hearing is that you had people reciprocating and leading the conversation along and showing a real interest in you, which led you to open up then.
Yes.
And I have to say, Rachel, by the way, amazing. She is an amazing, yes, amazing person. She is one of our Balance members and she runs the Healthy Living Accountability Space, where I know that you are part of and you've experienced some success in there as well. Oh,
yes.
In the Healthy Living Space.
Yes.
Yeah. When we were discussing about this podcast episode, you actually came to me with three things. And one of them was losing weight.
Yes. I've lost 25 pounds since I joined Balance VIP.
That is amazing. That's amazing, Jan. What do you think led to that? Because we don't do, like, just everyone out there in podcast land, we don't do any nutrition or anything like that in Balance. It's just a support system.
Right. It's making goals and breaking them down into smaller steps so that you can see little wins that build up into those big wins.
Yeah, that's how to do it. And support is one of the key things to have that happen too. So you had the support from Rachel and Healthy Living. You had the support of other Balance members. How have you seen now transitioning from like online life? How has this affected your in-person life?
I have reached out to others to try to form an event where moms got together and be social.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a success with that. So I'm thinking those weren't my people. I tried something else. I went to an already planned event with some friends and had a great time, was very welcomed, and just had a great conversation, just let my guard down. You know, and I could talk with them and become friends with them. And I'm going to meet up with them again this Sunday.
Okay, that is awesome to hear. Yes. I want to go back to the event you planned because that was part of our Moms Just Want to Have Fun challenge in Balance. And what happened with you, I think, is a fear to why a lot of people don't put themselves out there and plan these events in the first place. How people cancel and they don't show up. And you had this happen to you. And it sounds like you were able to handle it pretty well. Like, I'm sure in the moment it sucked, but how do you look at that now that it, no one showed up?
It's disappointing, but I had one person interested, but 300 views of the post.
Oh.
So I thought someone would show up. So I went ahead and had it, even though I didn't have anybody RSVP. And so I thought someone would show up, but no one did. And so they are just not my people.
They're really not your people.
No.
I love how you were able to bounce back from that event and then go immediately into your next one and find your people there. That is really cool because I think a lot of people would see that first event and be like, oh, this isn't working. I shouldn't try this anymore. And you went right into it and tried it. That is amazing. Jan, I've loved hearing the story of how Balance made you feel more comfortable and step out of your shell and now how you're connecting with people in person. I think it's amazing and I can't wait to see what you do next. Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you.
And if you want to join us and Jan in Balance, you can go to noguiltmom.com/balance and get in there. And I also have a link for you in the show notes. So in summary, how Jan did it is she first started online and she felt so welcomed by the community. She was able to practice those skills and also know that people could be welcoming in return, that it wasn't just all on her. And then she started going to events in a book club and found her people. So remember, the best mom's a happy mom. Take care of you, and I'll talk to you later.
I'm Margaret.
And I'm Amy.
And together we host the podcast, What Fresh Hell? Laughing in the Face of Motherhood.
Margaret, I would say you're sort of a where are my keys kind of mom.
Correct. Sometimes a where are my kids kind of mom. Well, you're Amy, more of a, we were supposed to leave 35 seconds ago, Mom.
I mean, touche. In each episode of What Fresh Hell, we come at a topic from our usually completely opposite perspectives. I bring the research.
And I bring kind of the gimlet eye. Like, is that research really going to work, people?
And almost 10 million downloads later, we're still laughing.
We also talk to experts in the parenting field, plus parents with stories we can all learn from.
We make each other laugh, we challenge each other's assumptions, and we have what we think is the best parenting community on the internet.
Check out What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, wherever you listen to podcasts.